Tonight, Google buys Nest for $3.2 billion, a new feature for the popular folks on Google Plus, and a Bluetooth-enabled padlock. Tech News Tonight is next.
This is Twit.
This is Tech News Tonight, show number one for the 13th of January, 2014. This episode of Tech News Tonight is brought to you by 99 Designs, the world's largest graphic design marketplace. 99 Designs connects businesses seeking quality, affordable designs with a community of more than 225,000 graphic designers. Visit 99designs.com/TN2 to receive a free power pack upgrade valued at $99. I'm Mike Elgin. Let's get right into the tech feed. Google has agreed to buy Nest Labs, a company that makes smart thermostats and smart smoke detectors. The all-cash deal is worth $3.2 billion and still needs to be approved by regulators. Nest founders Tony Fadell and Matt Rogers will both join Google. Fadell is well known as one of the fathers of the iPod while he was working as a senior executive at Apple. The Nest founders told TechCrunch that Google will help them realize their vision of the conscious home. We learned in December that Google was working on a smart thermostat to compete against the Nest product. I guess if you can't beat them, join them. Google rolled out a feature last week that lets Gmail and Google Plus users send email to each other without knowing the email address of the recipient. Some users complained, fearing spam and unwanted messages, because the feature was turned on by default. Today we learned that high-profile users are treated differently by the feature than those with fewer followers. Only people who have been circled or followed by high-profile users can email them without an address. Regular users can be emailed by anyone with a Google Plus account. Google's rules are a lot like Twitter's policy of enabling verified Twitter users to see mentions only from other verified users. Both companies are apparently trying to avoid scaring off celebrities with fan spam. Social apps on smartphones are exploding in usage. A new report from Flurry found that the use of mobile apps is growing fast. They tracked a 115% growth rate in mobile apps in 2013 over the previous year. But messaging and social apps such as Facebook, Messenger, Snapchat, WhatsApp, WeChat, and Line more than tripled in 1 year. The report also points to the fast-growing popularity of messaging apps over both social networks and text messaging. Another curious fact, Flurry found that mobile productivity apps increased by about 150%, pointing to the trend of using mobile devices instead of PCs for getting real work done. Well, coming up, a new padlock you can unlock with your smartphone. But next, David Sparks joins us to talk about his new book, The 58 Annoying Communications That Must End. But first, 99 Designs connects people looking for great graphic design with a community of more than 225,000 graphic designers from all over the world. Whether you need a new logo, mobile app, business card, t-shirt, or any other kind of graphic design, you'll find the right designer for your project at 99 Designs. Here's how it works. Tell 99 Designs what you need and tell dozens of designers from their community will submit designs created just for you. Give the designers your feedback to help them refine their designs and then select and pay for your favorite. Do you need fresh marketing collateral? Get a sleek, affordable email template, banner ad, infographic, or even vehicle wrap design. 99 Designs also offers landing pages starting at just $299. You can start your next graphic design project for as low as $199. Visit 99designs.com/TN2 and get a $99 power pack of services for free. A power pack gives you more designer time and attention. 99 Designs will bold, highlight, and feature your design project in 99 Designs Marketplace, and you'll get nearly twice as many designs. Visit 99designs.com/TN2, and we thank 99 Designs for their support of Tech News Tonight. Joining us today is David Spark, founder of the brand journalism firm Spark Media Solutions and author of the ebook 58 Annoying Communications That Must End. The book was released today. This is a collection of the most irritating things people do nowadays when trying to communicate. Welcome, David.
Thanks for having me on voice.
Yes, the magic of the telephone system. Well, I understood a lot of the items you were talking about and didn't really understand some of them. For example, what the heck is vague booking?
Vague booking is the process where people don't specifically tell you what's going on, but they want you to wish them good luck. Like, cross your fingers for me. I hope it happens. Well, what's hope and what am I wishing for? We've all seen these kinds of posts.
Yeah, those are particularly annoying. I see those all the time on Facebook. So you seem to have a beef against retweeting. What's wrong with retweeting on Twitter?
Retweeting, first of all, I'm a big fan of sharing stuff that people put out there, but retweeting is truly the act of clicking a button and forwarding something along without any editorial or why you like the thing. And so most people retweet without consuming the thing that they're sharing, which I find often. If you are truly doing that and retweeting, then yeah, that's great. But why not add a little editorial comment of why you like the thing you're sending along?
Now, another one of your annoying ways to communicate is the announcement of ignorance through an attempt at superiority. What does that mean?
What that means is we've all heard it when people say, you know, I don't know art, but I like the art I like, or I don't understand why everyone's into NASCAR. They're just driving around in a circle. Well, obviously, there are groups of intelligent people that are into things like this, but you just haven't taken the time to figure it out. So therefore, you try to act superior, or one act tries to act superior, not blaming you. One tries to act superior by putting down the thing that they don't know.
I see. And I think you've nailed one that I think we're all ready to see go by the wayside, which is fake personalization in mass emails, as in, hello, first name, last name.
Yeah. Well, we've seen that all before, but I get not only that, I get fake praise. You know, we love all the blog stuff that you write, and I get fake apologies. Sorry if I'm sending this to you again, and enough of it. It's irritating.
Well, it sounds like a really fun book, and I hope people read it and heed its advice, because there's a lot of annoying communication out there. Thank you so much for joining us today, David.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Take care. And finally, how about a smart padlock? A new lock called the TEO or TEO doesn't use a key or combination. All you need is your Bluetooth-enabled device, the right app, and snap, the lock is open. Think of the possibilities. You could secure your bike, and if your friend wants to borrow it, just email the virtual key. The $69 TEO app is a Kickstarter project and is not expected to be available until December of this year. It's a cool idea, but with just one problem. The TEO is a battery-powered. What happens when you let it run out? Does it come with smart bolt cutters? Well, that's it for this edition of Tech News Tonight. We'd like to thank David Spark for joining us. And if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast at twit.tv/TN2. Our next newscast is tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific. I'm Mike Elgin. Good night.
Bandwidth for Tech News Tonight is brought to you by CashFly.com.